There's 60 million in this over 3 years, which is 20 million a year, which in fact, if you take 15 counties, is 4 million per county over 3 years. And if you look at Donegal, and if we're politically parochial about this, that wouldn't serve to improve too many towns. Everything that's in this has either been in the programme for government, which was launched in the middle of last year, or indeed failed policies of the previous government. If they were anxious to do something about this, there would be a time scale there. There would be specific monies for each of the programs, and that's not there. And even if there were, there's too little money, and nothing can come out of this, I believe.
You're also sceptical about the move towards concentrating on housing developments in towns and villages rather than one-off housing. You're saying in many ways what this strategy is doing is missing the point completely.
I'm really worried about this because they're now trying to differentiate between rural village dwellings and rural countryside dwellings. So if we take a small town in Donegal, they're trying to attract people from the rural areas into the towns. I couldn't in any way support that. And they're even assuming that if you own a site in a rural area, that you should be deprived from building there. They're also saying if you're to secure funds to refurbish a house within the town boundaries, that that deprives you of the right to build in the rural areas at a later stage. There's a lot in the small print in this.